Sir, welcome back. Part three of your birthday reading. It is good to be with you. So, yeah, astrology afterthoughts. These are straight from the stating the obvious department. Mars in your birth sign. Hopefully this will not be a 45 minutes section of afterthoughts, but if that's what happens, that's what happens. And I'm just going to say what I can say here, and first of all, that this is a good thing. Very helpful. Mars, the planet of energy, of initiative, of assertion, of strength, of self-awareness, of the ability to persist, particularly in the sign Cancer, the ability to put up a good fight, if you need to put up a good fight, but really the energy that you need to power your biosystem, right? Mars, Mars is probably the easiest planet to understand in astrology, and it has a dimension of expression that's just really simple. It's energy. It's the coenzyme Q10, an essential fatty acid of astrology. It powers your biocomputers. And by that, I mean it gives you, Mars in your sign indicates drive, initiative, and the ability to say, I am. This is so important. Think about this. Remember your trouble saying, I am. Remember all the people you've talked to who are quite talented and competent what they do, but they can't say, I am an artist, I am a musician. Heck, I am an astrologer, I am a tarot card reader. And Mars gives you the ability to say, I am, and the strength to back it up, and there's a long Mars-Sun conjunction traveling through your sign. And then what Mars is going to do is it moves more slowly than the Sun. Its orbit is 2 years, so it won't be tracking the Sun for much longer, but it is in your solar return chart. And when the Sun has moved on, Mars is going to stay in this very personal sector of your chart that we worked with in the second session. And it's going to basically trace the whole contour of the journey of Venus and then the journey of Jupiter. So it's going to trace all the way through Leo, and then all the way through Virgo, and there will be a Mars-Jupiter conjunction. We are in the midst of a series of Venus and Mars conjunctions. There are two more that are yet to happen, and there is a lot of alchemy in this. And if you don't mind, I'm going to use some sexual metaphor, since Mars is about the planet of I am, and I assert myself, and all this, and it's also the planet of let's fuck. And, in your case, it's the planet of let's make art. So it is both, because fucking and making art, all forms of sexual expression, and all forms of artistic expression, are so closely intertwined. Once you separate once you get over the concept, this Catholic idea that sexual functions are purely for reproduction, which has a way of corrupting the creative and procreative, not just making babies, but procreative of everything, power that sexual motivation has. And I'm not speaking about sublimation of sexual energy when I say that there is a kind of a fusion of sex energy and art energy. Because sometimes I'll talk about this and someone will say, yeah, I sublimate. I don't really do the whole sex thing, but I make it into art. And what I'm saying is, be that as it may, what I'm saying is that the art part and the erotic part feed one another, and they are able to fuse together or emerge as one thing, and then they have facets of expression. And once one has embarked on the way of the lover, the erotic element of life and the amorous element of life and the artistic element of life and the general willingness to dare to live, make no mistake, it requires guts, courage to dare to live, really live. Now, one of the clues about all of this is that Mars is the ruler of Scorpio. It is the traditional classical ruler of Scorpio. Yes, there is an association between Pluto and Scorpio, but that is very recent, not even a century, and astrologers were not even really thinking about Pluto. A couple of wackos in the 40s and 50s were thinking about Pluto, like Aleister Crowley, the person with the dodgiest reputation of the entire 20th century, but he understood Pluto. That all being what it is, Mars is the ruler of Scorpio in classical astrology, i.e. back to time immemorial. And so I honor that. And what we have with Mars in your first house is the representative of Scorpio in your first house. And the reason that is so meaningful to you is because Scorpio is your fellow water sign and the fifth solar or whole sign house in your chart, and that's the house of sex and amorousness and eroticness and risk-taking and passion and pleasure, and you have that in your chart, Scorpio style. Yes, you're Cancer, you like your baked potatoes and, you know, your cushy couch, and, you know, if you're going to have a TV, it has to be a really nice TV. If you're going to bother with a TV at all, and all that, that's great. But then you have the fifth house being Scorpio, and that is, as Bob Dylan once said, I like my sugar sweet. So when you want that amorous, playful, experimental, artistic, erotic thing, you want it at full strength. You don't want any weak tea. You want the real thing. And Mars in your first house is helping you, or compelling you in some way, to embody that message, to be your sauciest self all the time. This is thankfully encrypted into your solar return chart. You will carry this with you, but I'm proposing that you not let it expire in 1 year, and that you take this year to get into that saucy, cocky, cunty self that you know you have inside of you, and don't worry about the PR department. If you're going to worry about what people think, make sure you're laughing while you're quote-unquote worrying what people think. Shred the press release and just be your elemental, creative, hormonal, aggressive, if you want to be, self. Be you. That's what Mars is saying. And what you is a representation of the fifth house, the house of, as I've said several times, daring, erotic, amorous, artistic play. Mars has another job in your chart, and this is even more fun. And here's where astrology really starts to seem like this poem that's just happening in the sky, and you wonder, following the rules written down by some old Egyptian dude called Ptolemy, scribbled down a bunch of rules around sometime in the early first millennium, and you wonder, how is this even? Aries is also ruled by Mars. Aries, we began the whole first session talking about the Uranus-Eris conjunction in Aries, the one that Stephen Forrest did a 4-day workshop on. And Mars rules your 10th house. What does that mean? It means that your 10th house, the house of reputation, of achievement, of what you're known for, of what you accomplish, of visibility, is also a Mars-ruled sign. It links it inextricably to Scorpio, so that Mars and Scorpio and Aries work as one system. This is very handy for you because it takes the creative element of who you are, that fifth house, Scorpio, sexy part, and it connects it with the 10th house, with the what you are known for, what you achieve, what you take accountability for, and what you are, the good name that you have for the work that you do based on not the shredded press release, but your own tangible achievements. And Mars in the first house is embodying that too. This is great. At the same time. So you have this planet of fire and energy and assertiveness, and I am representing both your 10th house and your 5th house, your house of profession, of reputation, of community standing, and your 5th house, a more internally focused house of play and sex and this Scorpio-styled creative fermentation that's always going on, but it's a kind of fermentation that makes wine and beer and kombucha and vodka, not the toxic kind of fermentation, but the kind that concentrates energy, that strengthens things, that makes them interesting, that makes them evolve and develop over time. You can think of that as being what Scorpio is, the product of this composting process. And that all emerges in your sense of self, your sense of I am. So your chart would appear to be, on one level, this huge conspiracy to have you embody all of these qualities, all of these properties. Very cool. So take that with you. Remember that. And in almost any circumstance, the solution set to the puzzle is going to be assert yourself. Say something like, I am, or I want. And if you finish that sentence, you will have your answer. Okay, and a plan. Let's look at some tarot cards. As usual, I'm not too much of a... Well, that would be an interesting point for a debate panel, but a creature of habit. But one habit I do have, and it's only because it works so well and has proven to be so dependable, is the use of the Voyager deck for these readings. I use other decks to read privately. For example, if I'm going to do a private consultation with someone, I will probably use the Jodorowsky Tarot, the redrawing of the Tarot de Marseille, beautiful, beautiful re-illustration of the Tarot de Marseille. It's a Renaissance era, and it is one of the classical decks with the unillustrated minor arcana. So if I'm going to sit with somebody where I've got a lot of data coming from that person, I'll use that deck, for example. But for us, for this stuff where I'm doing this kind of really bizarro thing of a tarot card reading that works for both of us. I'm Cancer rising, by the way, with the North Node rising. So a lot of what you get is my Cancerian nature, and it's why I have to take care of the world all the time. And that's why I then have to make sure that I sleep at night and have fun and have granted myself an unlimited budget for colored pencils and interesting paper from the art supply store. And I have been embodying this Mars in all the ways I have described, but I have lately found, I'm shuffling the cards by the way, lately found that identifying with, by which I mean what I do when I start my day, once I have fed my dog friends and taken Henrietta St. Francis around the block, since Jonah Kelly Francis doesn't like to go out in the morning, is I sit in the cafe and I draw. I used to read, and now, every morning, I have to draw for an hour. And what I'm saying is, that is a good way to start a 9-hour workday. I feel much better that I've played with color and experimented in a different way every day. All right, I've got this is a large deck. I don't really have large hands, so I have to mix it rather than shuffle it. So I'm gonna just get a good mix on here, and then I'm gonna spread this on my somewhat crowded desk today. So the picture is gonna have like computer gear in it, and my cup of pencil shavings. All right, I'm going to use the Celtic Wings Tarot, which is explained if you poke around the homepage of this reading. And I draw these cards face down. And then I flip them over in the approximate order that I drew them. I make two exceptions on that. All right, regenerator, that which you want. Fourth position. Let me start with the fourth position in the spread because I believe that what you want is the most important thing. It becomes the organizing, guiding value in your life. And the regenerator, to me, well, it has that Mars and Cancer, that mix of Scorpio and Cancer energy, because it is a combination of watery, but there is that rebirth property of Scorpio, and there is that growing into time gracefully, and there is collecting the benefits of wisdom. And so it is vital that you connect with your own wisdom and you allow your wisdom to feed you and to inform you. Card one, speaking of Mars, now we go to the beginning. The Emperor, Aries, Mars. Couldn't think of a better card to have as the first card. This is the masculine principle embodied by Mars. It is the self-assertive cock and balls. Look at Mars. Draw the Mars glyph. If that's not obvious, what that, you draw the Venus glyph too. That's the cute little pussy down there. And Mars is your planet right now. Venus is going to get into the act soon, but Mars is your I am, and your I am is I am. And when you can embody that, which you may have had lots of experiences, and I'm suggesting that you make your whole life into an experience of I am. Things change. In a sense, the mask comes off. Okay, basis of the question. Success, but you're not sure about it. Credit yourself with having succeeded if you got this far, which you did. And know that you are building on a foundation of success. Fear, third card, inverted. No need to be afraid. I understand fear is a natural state of mind in the psyche, though we overdo fear, and fear is an absolutely abstract concept for most people in our culture that is absolutely ridiculously unnecessary. And it is important that you identify and recognize fear and that you quickly move on from it, that you either let it go or substitute with some form of a creative response, an appropriate creative response. Fifth position, the Chariot next to the Emperor, the card for the sign Cancer. A gorgeous card, one of the wittiest of the cards in the Voyager deck. There's a runway at the bottom of this card. The card usually depicts a guy in a chariot and the sphinxes or horses are getting ready to pull the chariot. And the thing about the Cancer card, the Chariot card, is that if you'll notice, go look up a tarot deck or go dig your deck out of the drawer. There's no reins, so the whole mystery of the Chariot is revealed by the absence of something that should be in the picture. Every chariot has horses, or sphinxes in this case, that pull it, and typically the human sitting in the seat needs reins to control the animals. In this case, there are not any. It means that you are one with those beasts that that create the locomotion, and that there is a bond that is invisible and not necessary to depict exoterically by a set of reins. Often, a tarot card will be revealed by some subtle element of the picture, and that includes something that should be there that's missing. In this case, there's your thing. I think the runway is just brilliant because it's a wholly modern. There's no chariot. Isn't there a chariot in here? Let me see here. Let me get a little grandpa's magnifying glass here, and let's see what this is. Oh, haha. I love this deck. Okay, very subtly encrypted. You might not know what it is. Is an astronaut driving the moonmobile. Ah, there is a chariot. God, magnifying glasses are beautiful things. But it's ancient something, some kind of engraving. We've got to find out what that is. Then there's a runway. Then there is a rocket ship of some kind. Then there is an eagle. And then there's a couple of balloons. And there is a human figure carved in stone with a floral wreath, a living floral wreath, and one of its eyes bursting like the reddish-yellowish sun. Great deck. All right. So this is get ready for your life to move, powered by I Am. Next card, resistance. Love. Embrace love. No need to resist love. Be open as you can. Choose to be vulnerable to people. And I think with Mars in your sign, be real about who you want. This is a huge issue. I know it's such a huge issue because I'm real about who I want. And I'm a saucy dude, and I sit there in the cafe sketching, checking out all the hot chicks and all the dudes who get my attention too. And there's always a little gleam in my eye. And I have learned from lots of things in therapy and practice and just being my slightly edgy self that this is controversial to look around and think, wow, this is great. Look at all these sexy people. Don't fall for it. Go for it. All right. We're up to the environment cards, harmony, the Eight of Wands, that's good, and Achiever. The implication here is that there is a state of, I always like to say relative harmony, but really there is beautiful harmony. The Eight of Wands is the card of all clear, of movement, of the wands are all in parallel and they are flying, can represent air travel, but what James Wallace has called it is harmony, and there are musical instruments depicted, all kinds of ancient musical instruments, along with a trumpet and a harp, and some kind of another harp, and what looks like a viola, and let's get out the magnifying glass again here, and take a closer look at this, and then so it's this kind of collage of musical instruments and didgeridoos and didgeridon'ts, and then the sky. Then the thing opens up on the top right into a clearing and a rainbow with a flute up there, and then on the lower left with another one of these odd dulcimer, whatever type instruments, and another rainbow. So there is a sense of grounding and also of clarity. That is followed by the second card of the environment, the Achiever. The boot print on the moon, Roman Colosseum, marathon runner, gliders, a kind of a collection representing the great men of history, an early automobile with a stellar kind of skyscape behind it. This glider, which is very cool. Hey, a nuclear power plant. Yeah, that's kind of an achievement. And it's just beautiful. If you get this deck, get it with a magnifying glass. Make sure you get it with its own dedicated, specialized magnifying glass and wrap that up in the silk scarf with the cards to remind anyone, whoever looks at that deck, to, especially you, to put this thing under a magnifying glass. I could write a whole article about this. Wow. Okay. All right. So, all right. Last card. Current course and speed, Yao, the magician, Trump 1, the magus, that's you, ready to go, ready to accomplish, ready to achieve. This is an awesome reading. I mean, seriously, combined with the astrology, one reason I do tarot is to shift languages and shift orientations from this kind of, believe it or not, rational, logical, language-oriented language of the astrology and go into a right brain picture, imagistic, impressionistic version of the story. And we see, clearly, same thing. I mean, right at the center of the spread is Mars, the Emperor, and Air, and Chariot, Cancer, Mars and Cancer, right there together. And everything saying, be affirmative. Now, the wrinkle, if there is one in this spread, is inverted fear in that which surrounds you and is currently leaving. So that's good. So there's a reminder, leave fear behind. Have confidence. Fear is habitual, is a neurological pathway. Trust me, I've spent lots of time worrying and afraid in my life. And yes, bad things happen, but that's got nothing to do with fear as a habit. Think about it. Neurosis is caused by concerns you can't do anything about, right? That's the essence of neurosis. Issues, conflicts between thought forms usually are a form of worry about which you can't do anything. And then hence it becomes a kind of a psychological pathway that's ingrained and then it gets habituated. No, leave it behind. Trust your environment. Trust the people around you. And more than anything, trust yourself. And then love in the position of that which you are resisting. Okay, well, I mean, that's easy enough to, you know, contemplate. And then I'm drawing one last card, kind of, I don't know how, 10th or 11th, whatever it is, from the bottom position. And this is the Man of Wands. Again, we're talking about the masculine principle of assertiveness and action, actor, action, initiative. Initiative. Be the one who initiates. And thanks to the fact that you have Mars in Cancer, you can be the one who persists. Because Aries, Mars, is very good at initiating, less good at persistence. Mars in Cancer is very good at persistence and being very sensitive and assertive, both emotional and feeling sensitive, and you got it. All right, on that note, I will leave you for now. And I'm planning to combine a phone call for Gemini and for Cancer. Hope that's okay. I have to compact these things into my schedule and then make sure when I'm there, I've got time and space to really, you know, play the concert. So we'll be sending an email out about that. It's going to be over the next couple of weeks at some point. You may write to me, efc@ericfrancis.com, if you don't hear back right again. And what else can I say to you? I'm about to do a thing called Astrology for Artists. This reading was the last one prior to that. That's a 12-sign reading. It's going to be great fun, where I unfurl this theory that I have expressed to you in the Mars ruler of Scorpio in your first house as the embodiment of the erotic artistic. And I'm going to focus on these conjunctions that are happening, and it is going to be great fun. And I'm going to leave you with some of my favorite poetic use of the expression I am in the form of the Grateful Dead song called Let It Grow, which they played this weekend. It was quite a good performance of Let It Grow. And they, all things considered, were impeccable. And but I don't have the Chicago 2015 recording, but I'm going to find you a beautiful Let It Grow, Let Yourself Grow, Let I Grow. And I will say, have yourself an awesome, beautiful birthday if you're Cancer rising. Happy Sun Cancer in the first house. If you're one of those sensitive Cancer moon people, please do take extra care of yourself and make sure that you ride with the tide and go with the flow. That is the essence of the sign Cancer. And lots of love, and I'll catch you on a different day. Bye for now.
that the work of his days measures more. Well,
came, and the name is on the earth that takes it in. Will I speak but stand inside the rain? Listen to the thunder shout.
Back in just a little bit.